This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Tanzanian President John Magufuli has died at a hospital in Dar es Salaam, according to his vice president. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
Speaking on state television, Vice President Samia Suluhu Hassan said Magufuli had died of a heart condition at a hospital in Dar es Salaam. The 61-year-old, one of Africa's most prominent coronavirus skeptics, had not been seen in public since the end of February. Speculation was rife that he had contracted COVID-19. Magufuli had denounced measures to stop the spread of the virus and labeled vaccines a Western conspiracy. Last week, officials denied he was ill. Government figures also said Magufuli was working normally and that citizens should ignore rumors from outside the country. Tanzanian police have arrested four people since last week for allegedly spreading false information about the health of political leaders.
That's Reuters' David Doyle. The suspect in the Atlanta area massage parlor shootings has been charged with murder. AP's Mike Gracia has details.
21-year-old Robert Aaron Long has been charged with killing eight people at three Atlanta-area massage parlors Tuesday, with six of the victims identified as Asian. The shooting sparked fears of a targeted attack, but Cherokee County Sheriff's Captain Jay Barker told reporters there may have been a different motive.
He does claim that it was not racially motivated. He apparently has an issue, what he considers a sex addiction, and sees these locations as something that allows him to go to these places, and it's a temptation for him that he wanted to eliminate.
Less than three full months into the year, the attack was the sixth mass killing of 2021 in the U.S., following a drop-off in mass killings during the pandemic in 2020. I'm Mike Gracia.
This is VOA News. The European Commission's chief executive has criticized Anglo-Swedish vaccine maker AstraZeneca on Wednesday, accusing the embattled pharmaceutical company of delaying Europe's coronavirus vaccination campaign, and warning the EU is weighing export bans to ensure supplies. Ursula von der Leyen said that the company originally pledged to deliver 90 million doses of its shot in the first 3 months of the year. It later said it could only provide 40 million, then more recently, only 30 million. She also said the EU exports vaccines to other countries, but threatened to withhold the shots from other nations that do not reciprocate.
We want to see reciprocity and proportionality in exports, and we are ready to use whatever tool we need to deliver on that.
The escalating concern is another setback for the EU's vaccination drive, which has been plagued by shortages and other hurdles and is lagging well behind campaigns in Britain and the United States. Tokyo Olympics creative head Hiroshi Sasaki said he has resigned after making a derogatory comment about a popular female Japanese entertainer in the latest controversy over insensitive remarks toward women to hit the game's organizers. Sasaki, who was the head creative director for the opening and closing ceremonies at this year's games, said he told a planning group through a group chat that comedian Naomi Watanabe, who is heavy set, could play a role as an Olympig. Sasaki said in a statement to Olympic organizers that his words were inappropriate and apologized to Watanabe and to those offended by his remarks. Last month, Yoshiro Mori stepped down from his role as president of the Tokyo 2020 Organizing Committee after causing a furor with sexist remarks when he said women talk too much in meetings. New York Metropolitan Opera conductor James Levine has died of natural causes in Palm Springs, California. He was 77. AP's Margie Zaralletta has more.
James Levine conducted for the Cleveland Orchestra and Chicago's Ravinia Festival, but his claim to fame was presiding over the New York Metropolitan Opera for four decades. He conducted 2,552 performances and built the orchestra's world-class reputation. He was forced out in 2016 due to Parkinson's disease and became music director emeritus. He was fired in 2018 over allegations of sexual misconduct. Levine had planned to perform this past January in Italy, but the concert was canceled because of the coronavirus pandemic. I'm Archie Zaralletta.
Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.